And we have with us today U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas, and appreciate him spending a few moments with us. And I know all sorts of things going on. Of course, the big farm bill hearing in the Manhattan area, and what an honor to have it right here in our own backyard, Roger.
Exactly, Kathy. I'm excited to be back in Manhattan at my alma mater. I get to visit my son, who's a senior there. And on top of that, to have the first field hearing on the new ag bill in Manhattan is an honor. It's very kind of Senator Roberts to reach out to his alma mater as well and do it right in a place that he and I are both familiar with. It's a very important time. The average income for a Kansas farmer 2 years ago was $6,000. We expect it to be worse from 2016 when those numbers come in, and 2017 does not look any better. We've got some huge issues in agriculture, and we need a solid farm bill put together.
I know a lot of people pretty pleased that you're back serving on the Agriculture Committee, of course, on your side of the, you know, in the Congress there. And maybe just some of your thoughts, what that's been like. I know you haven't been there real long yet, but I'm sure you're getting an inkling. As you mentioned, you already know about some of the challenges facing farmers. But anything else kind of stand out from your work on the committee?
Well, I think, first of all, it's always about the quality of the people. And the chairman of the Ag Committee is Congressman Mike Conway from Kansas, and just what a gentleman he is, a man of faith, a great leader. The Ag Committee, I found, is probably the biggest bipartisan committee in Congress, and it's good getting to know people across the aisle who have the same goals that we do. So I think there's a real opportunity for these for a bipartisan farm bill to come out. So I think that's big news to people back home.
I know we had talked about the local connection with the Farm Bill hearing, and apparently President Myers paid you a visit there in Washington, D.C. not too long ago. It sounds like that was an interesting visit.
It was. It was great to see President General Myers in Washington, D.C., and he and Stu Peterson came up, along with, actually, I think there was 20 or 25 people from Kansas State University. One of my committees I'm on is the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. And really, it oversees where the research dollars of the federal government are going to go to. And when I asked the chairman of that committee, Lamar Smith, if you would have time to meet the president of Kansas State University, he jumped at it, the opportunity, and was so impressed with General Myers. We had a wonderful conversation and really started talking about NBAF and trying to give the chairman of that committee a little bit more education on what NBAF was and the opportunities there for Kansas State University. So General Myers certainly did us proud, and just, again, a great, great meeting.
Well, that brings me back a little bit. I know the last time we got a chance to visit last month, it was right after the Blue Ribbon panel. You testified a little bit before that group. I mean, you've kind of hit the ground running in your new role, but that was an interesting discussion, too, and I know President Myers took part in that discussion. Several others did, too, and the question did come up about funding, and, you know, concerns about funding and what kind of action would be taken, and apparently any concerns about that at all, Roger?
Oh, absolutely. There's concern about funding for anything. And my answer is we have to get our national economy going. If we don't have a strong economy, there won't be money to pay for anything, education, roads, let alone research and our NBAF facility. So my top priority in Congress is to get this economy going again. And if we get this economy going again, which I believe we can, then there'll be money to do the things we need to do.
And it's interesting, I just had a chance to visit earlier this week with the BRI director, Stephen Higgs, and he feels like definitely the funding will hopefully come through. I know there's always that concern. With a new presidency, people are always a little nervous about that, but you don't have concerns that way either?
I'm not worried about it, but I'm not going to take it for granted either. And I am convinced if we get the economy going again, that funding will be there. I think we have to get health care figured out and a few other things that are eating up a lot of dollars. So health care, we're spending almost half of our federal budget on health care, on Medicaid and Medicare. So we're going to have to figure out what to do with Medicaid and work on health care as well, so we'll have some money left to spend on things like NBAF.
Where does that stand right now? And I know, of course, you being a physician, you probably understand a little bit better than some folks do. But where are we standing at that point in time? Are you optimistic that some changes are going to be made?
I'm very optimistic, Kathy. First of all, since I've talked to you last time, the secretary of the HHS has been confirmed, Dr. Tom Price. So Dr. Tom Price is an orthopedic surgeon, been a congressman for 8 years, understands health care, and as we speak, he is cutting back on all the regulations that were brought on by the HHS secretary before. I think in the ACA, there's literally several hundreds of issues that the ACA legislation said the secretary of HHS will do X, Y, or Z, and there's a whole lot of things he can do to turn things back. I think over the next 2 weeks, you're going to see the Republican-led Congress come out with here's our plan. People are just working day and night on trying to make sure we get this next step right, and I just want to reassure all my people that are on the ACA exchanges now, we're not pushing anybody off the cliff. We've got a plan. We're going to give you a transition period, so it's going to happen.
Of course, I know the state of Kansas is going through its own issues right now, right back here at home with our state legislature. I don't know how much you get a chance to follow some of that, but I know there was concern that they weren't going to get it to the floor in time for it to even come up again this session. But I know some real concerns about some of that.
You know, absolutely. I do try to keep my finger on that pulse. Medicaid expansion is something Kansas chose not to do. And there's also some other good conservative states that chose not to do it as well. You know, I think it's over with. Medicaid expansion is done. Medicaid expansion will be cut away by the end of this summer. So now we got to start dialing those states back. And the big problem with Medicaid expansion, it was giving Medicaid to able-bodied Americans who were choosing not to work. So somehow, at the end of the day, we got to make it fair for states like Kansas that did not accept the Medicaid expansion. So that'll be the challenge, trying to make it fair.
I know when we talked to you last month, too, and of course we asked you about the changeover with the Trump administration and things still. I mean, obviously there's a lot of controversy still amongst some of the nominees and that type of thing. But again, the feeling there in Washington, D.C., we were quite surprised. I think you said you were surprised by the folks and the great group of people, really, that are in the capital city. Sometimes we lose sight of some of that.
Exactly. I truly am impressed with the congressmen and women that I'm getting to meet and work with, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. I'm very impressed with them. Sometimes they want to get to the same goal different ways, but I think most of us have the same common goals. And my feeling from leadership within the House of Representatives is that we have a great working relationship with the president. I spoke to Dr. Price last week. The HHS secretary, and he had just met with President Trump for an hour and a half the night before, and President Trump pledging to work with Congress to iron out the ACA replacement. I saw Paul Ryan this weekend, spent several hours with him, the Speaker of the House. He has a great relationship with the President and the Vice President. Really feel like we're working hand in hand to come up with a good plan to help the American public and get this economy going again.
Had a chance to see excerpts. Apparently you spoke on the floor about civility and had some points you wanted to make. And it sounded like it was a little bit almost on the emotional side. I think you really had a lot of things to say, and maybe recap that a bit for us and why you felt it was so important to say something.
The freshman class, I think there's 28 Republicans and 30 Democrats. And, you know, you walk into Washington, D.C., and the first thing that happens is the Republican leadership grabs all the freshmen, the Democrats grab all the Democrat freshmen and tell you not to fraternize. And I'm exaggerating a little bit. But our freshman class has made every effort to get to know each other. And I've always thought if you get to know each other, then you can solve problems together. Just my whole life, I've been given, the talent that God has given me is that of a peacemaker. And I think we all have different talents. But my talent is being able to sit down in a group of people that disagree and hearing everybody out and trying to describe a problem together and then come up with solutions together and then the group decide on a solution. So I just absolutely feel for the last 8 years that Congress has been up in arms fighting with each other and frankly the national press throwing gasoline on the fire. So I think there's a real opportunity. Healthcare is not a Republican or Democrat issue. National security is not a conservative or liberal issue. These are American issues. We need Americans working together to solve the problem. And, you know, back here in Kansas, I want to make sure we realize we only have four representatives. California has over 50 representatives. Texas has, I would suppose, 30 or 40. Florida has 30 or 40 representatives. We're not a big state, and rural America, and I still consider Manhattan, Kansas, rural America, we don't have the power that we once have, and we have to figure out how we work with all the people as there's a migration, a growth of people on the coast. So I think it's to our advantage to work with people rather than making it personal with people.
Boy, our time's flown by. I know real briefly you have a new Salina office with a grand opening, looking like you're looking towards Garden City too. Anything else to add before we wrap up?
You know, Kathy, it's just exciting. It's an exciting time for me, for my family. I just want everybody here in Kansas to know we're working very hard. We're working 16, 18-hour days. I'm going through two staff groups every day trying to solve the big, big problems we have ahead of us. Absolutely convinced that we can get health care right, that we can grow this economy, that we can grow our national security and lead this state, this country better than we found it. I appreciate all my friends in Manhattan and all the things they're doing to make this state and this country better as well.
And again, we've been speaking today with U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas.